Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
The human body is comprised of about 60% water and is dependent on this substance for survival. It is therefore imperative that we consume clean water or beverages and foods with adequate water content every day. With the convenience of bottled water, some companies make it easy for the commodity to be enjoyed, and with each distinct brand comes a unique identifier. Welcome to Jamaica Made, where this week we will look at clean water, clean with a K. At 18 Sydenham Commercial Complex off Old Harbour Road in St. Catherine rests the Clean Water Company. Owner and Managing Director of Clean Manufacturing Concepts Limited, Omar Ricketts, says clean water began as an accident while lending assistance to a colleague.
I was helping a friend setting up a particular water machine for his home, and he accidentally has too much water, and the quality of the water was too good. So he decided that he wanted to share it. So what he actually did, he asked me to look into making it packaged and fixed so that other people could purchase it, the excess that he has.
After being promoted by his colleague, Mr. Ricketts then began doing his research on the machine required and the market for water. He says after giving the water to another friend to try and sell it, he recognized at the time the price for water was good and the market was open. He continued his research, found out how to put the machinery together, and the brand Clean Water was born.
We actually sought the Lord in prayer and asked him if this is the right way I should be going. And I did, really come up with clean manufacturing, purely because I was researching something for somebody else. And that was in 2010.
Since then, Mr. Ricketts has gone on to employ 12 persons involved in supervising the water purification process, labeling and bottling the product. Mr. Ricketts believes his company has impacted the lives of his workers through providing employment and a sense of purpose.
I see where family structure coming together. Some people, when they came there, they were looking for employment to better themselves. I see people come here, started school and better themselves educationally. Young men came here and offered them some kind of stability and independence. Plus, I believe it holistically, contributes to the overall development of the society.
Mr. Ricketts, who attended St. Catherine High School, went right into the working world after completing sixth form.
My parents, even though they wanted me to continue further education, they just could not afford to do it. Well, I didn't work very long out there. I went into the public sector to work. And then I found out that really, if I am not properly educated, then I can't do well. Then I found out I could not conform well with a desk space.
Mr. Ricketts then applied to multiple tertiary institutions with the intention of studying agriculture, despite his skill in technical vocations. He attended the National Tools and Engineering Institute for 3 years and the University of Technology for 2 years. Machine operator Kevin Foster, who has been working at the Clean Water Company for almost 2 years, says he is benefiting from and enjoying his experience.
Well, it helped me quite fine. Well, it's nice working here a lot. Nice working here, yeah.
Manager at Clean Manufacturing Concepts Limited, Rashauna Morris, has been with the company for 4 years. She says the water is sourced from the National Water Commission, NWC Maine, and is purified by reverse osmosis. She also shares plans for expansion.
The expansion, we're looking about to broaden the horizon right now in terms of bringing other persons come to distribute to the wider country of Jamaica, persons in the further side, because we're only located in some areas like in St. Catherine, Kingston and Clarendon. We need to expand all around the island.
For more information on Clean Water and Clean Manufacturing Concepts Limited, give them a call at 810-5265. That's it for this edition of Jamaica Made. Join us next time for more.
The
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.